Across the world of elite sport, athletes push their bodies to the limit. But many are overlooking one of the most powerful performance tools they already have, and that is sleep. Research conducted by experts at the Central Queensland University has found that most elite athletes aren't getting anywhere near enough rest, which may be holding them back more than they realise. The Wire's Thomas Kudis spoke to Professor Charlie Sargent from the Sleep Lab in the Appleton Institute and asked why so many athletes struggle to get enough sleep.
That's a really good question, one that we have been interested in for the last couple of years. As you say, sleep is really important both for performance and recovery. And we've done a lot of work with athletes from different sports and different levels. And we find mostly that it's their training and competition schedules, which can be quite demanding, that can often limit the amount of time that they have available to sleep. So it either means they're getting up very early, which we all know can be bad for our sleep, or sometimes having to stay up late at night to compete, which can also affect how much sleep they're able to get.
Your research shows that most athletes are sleep deprived. What surprised you most about these findings?
Yeah, I suppose when we first started in this area, we thought initially that athletes might be really good sleepers because we typically associate exercise as one of those behaviours that's beneficial for sleep. And obviously athletes who train a lot, for most of them that's their full-time occupation, we sort of hypothesised that they would be really good sleepers. But the more we worked with them, the more we found that just collecting and monitoring their sleep during their usual training and competition schedules, we found that like most Australians, they don't get enough sleep, so they sit at the low end of what we might recommend, so somewhere between 6 to 7 hours. And so we were really surprised to see that, and then that sort of kicked off a whole area of research and sort of looking into some of the factors that might contribute to why they don't get enough sleep.
How does the inaccurate sleep affect athletic performances in both the short term and long term?
Okay, that again is a really good question. We have lots of data about how the amount of sleep you get affects your cognitive performance, so things like your response time, your decision making, that sort of thing. But we're only starting to just get a good evidence base regarding how a lack of sleep might affect your physical performance. And obviously when we're talking about athletes, we tend to focus on their physical performance. So we think that when athletes don't get enough sleep, it can affect things like their response time. So it makes them a bit slower to react, which potentially makes them a bit more susceptible to injury. It can affect their mood, which might affect their motivation or readiness to train or perform. And so they're some of the main things that we think might be affected if athletes aren't getting enough sleep. So if an athlete gets one night of poor sleep or uninterrupted sleep, we tend to find that they are able to perform okay the next day. So it's not the worst thing that can happen to them. But if they start having multiple nights in a row of poor sleep, then that's where we tend to see effects on response time and their mood and motivation and potentially also making them not only susceptible to injury through those things, but perhaps susceptible to illness.
So do you think this is where sporting organisations should make sleep a formal part of athlete training programs?
That, again, is a really great question and a good idea. It's something that we're sort of really advocating for. We think athletes are doing a lot of the right things to try and get the sleep they need, but sometimes the challenges for them are things that are beyond their control that can affect their sleep, specifically around scheduling. Training is one thing that potentially there can be a bit more control over. Again, educating coaches and staff, the ones that are in charge of making some of those decisions, so that they are allowing athletes to spend at least 9 hours in bed at night time.
Professor Charlie Sargent from the Sleep Lab in the Appleton Institute at the Central Queensland University, speaking to The Wire's Thomas Kudis.